Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will discuss some farming news, share some helpful cow-calf information, along with updating all of our educational programs from the Extension calendar for the new year. But first, for today's Did You Know? February is American Heart Month. When we take care of our hearts, as part of our self-care, we set an example for those around us to do the same. A lifestyle including regular visits to the healthcare provider, proper nutrition, a good night's sleep, plus physical activity promotes and contributes to healthy aging throughout one's lifespan. Let's do our part to encourage and motivate everybody to adopt heart-healthy behaviors. In my farming news, February is just about here, and we got the needed moisture in all parts of McPherson County. Although this winter has been nice to feed livestock, the farmers are all hoping for some sort of moisture. I have seen some field work done with this warmer than normal weather pattern we have experienced over the last month. While our dry weather pattern has been a plus for our livestock producers, it has had a negative impact on our current wheat conditions, and it will have to change for some of our wheat acres to make it till June. Hopefully now, farmers can start top dressing their wheat and make plans for the spring planting. In my cow-calf news, a lot of us might be starting or preparing to start for the spring calving season. It's always good to prepare your operation for this exciting time by putting together a plan, checking the forecast each night, along with gathering the supplies and equipment that will be needed for calving time. Having all the essentials ready in a calving kit to grab at any one time during the day can help the cattlemen deliver calves in a timely manner. It's easy to be excited about this time of year, but it can lead to disaster if one's operation is not prepared. On our extension calendar, don't forget our Zoom series for landowners with small acreage in agriculture. Our next program covering small fruit will be on February 4th, starting at 7 p.m. from the K-State Research and Extension. Please visit our McPherson County website or our social media posts for more information on the series. We have recorded all of our past presentations, and they can be watched at your leisure. If you have any questions about it, you can call us here at the office. In my gardening news, I want to thank everyone that attended our first Master Garden and Friends Zoom educational program last night. I have again recorded this program over houseplants and will have a new link to view it later today. Our next program will be February 25th, starting at 7 p.m. with Tom Buller on the topics of beginning gardening. After each Zoom meeting, we will have a question and answering session following the educational presentation. If anyone would like to view the presentation from last night's program, give us a call at the office to get the recorded link. One of the most popular K-State Extension publications is here. The 2021 Chemical Weed Control Guide is now available online or at the office. This publication provides information related to herbicide effectiveness and some of the use limitations in our major crops in Kansas. Always consult the herbicide label for the most current use requirements. Herbicides should be used in a combination with other weed management practices, including crop rotation, tillage, cover crops, and management practices to enhance crop competitiveness. Available time, labor, equipment, and other costs, as well as type of weeds and areas infested, need to be considered when planning a weed control program. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish everyone a safe and happy Friday.